Today's Shia's Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch and Daf Pei Hei Amin Aleph by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says to his wife, Hareyat Meteres L'chol Adam, you could get married, you could with divorce, you can marry anyone, Ela L'Abba L'Avicha, except your father or my father, L'Achia L'Achicha, my brother, your brother, L'Avid L'Avik Chavim, or to an Avid, or to an Avik Chavim, that is not considered that there's a shear in the get. As we learned, as recently at the end of a previous shear, that we learned the machloikus and the pei beis of an aleph of Rabbi Elazar the Chachamim. If somebody writes a get that leaves over that she cannot marry a certain man, according to the Chachamim, it's not a good get because the get is supposed to allow to marry everyone. Reb Elazar held it as a good get, but says the Mishnah that even the Chachamim, who in our previous sugyas have decided that this is not a valid get, will agree that this, since she's not allowed to marry these people anyway, the halacha is that it's not considered a shiur. And I saw that the Chiddush Yerim says, why did the Mishnah have to give us all these examples? Abba, Avicha, Achi, Achicha. Because if we said her father, because her father, she's Aser forever. His father, she only became Aser too at the time that they got married. So that's why the Tana says that even though this is a man that she potentially at one point could have married, it's still not considered a shiur. And then the Mishnah goes on to speak about the brothers who are not the same level as the her father. So the Achronim ask, why is it not considered a shiur? When a marrying a relative is typically a chiyuv karis. When she becomes an Eishes Ish, there's a chiyuv misa, chiyuv chenek. So why is that not considered a shiur? That you did something more, that you're only taking off the Isser, that that by saying that you can't marry them, you are speaking about the Isser Chenek, but not the Isser Karis. So the Chazanish answer that once it's Osir, the Isser doesn't make a difference if it's an Isser Karis or it's an Isser Chenek. So, of course, the Achroinim ask that there are times that she could end up marrying the brother if her husband dies without children. So why is Achi considered? Why is Achi not considered a shiur? So he says, and we've learned this many times when we learned Masechet Yevamos, the iser to marry the brother of a husband, this of Eishes Achiv, is a very serious iser that is really always there. Under the conditions of Yibum, and I think maybe Pshat is because it's extending the original marriage, we don't get concerned with the Eishes Achiv. But that doesn't mean that Yibum lifts entirely the Isser of Eishes Achiv. What happens? The husband made the stipulation, and she violated the stipulation. What will be the halacha? Will that mean that she was mevatel the get, that the get becomes null and void because she violated stipulation or not? It seems that it is the opinion of most achroinim that that would not nullify the get. If he said to Hareyat Meteres L'chol Adam, you can marry anyone, but Amon El Kain Gadol, that if you're an Amon, you can't marry Kain Gadol, Grusha Mechlutzel Kain Hedjet, or you can't marry Kain Hedjet if you're a grusha, and many Rishonim point out that even though the Mishnah mentions grush chalutza, chalutza is really an only issa derabbanan. Grusha is an issa deraisa for kain to marry. But it's very typical that the Mishnayis put grusha and chalutza together. Mamzeres from the Zinim Yisrael, as we spoke about in the Sinim with a Gevoinim, that were from the Zion Umas that lived at Yisrael, and they fooled Yeshua into believing that they were someone else. And when Yeshua discovered them and their behavior was not befitting the behavior of Jews, they made them the Sinim, and no one can marry them. Bas Yisrael Lamamzer, or if he says that you're not going to be allowed to marry a Mamzer or a Nosin, the Komish Yeshlov Kedushin, anywhere where Kedushin will be valid, even though the Kedushin represents an Aveira, because the opinion of the Chachamim is that if you do Kedushin with someone that does an Issa Lav, the Kedushin is Chal, but it's an Aveira. In all these cases, Puzzle. Since in these cases, the Kedushin would be a valid Kedushin, it's considered a legitimate Shear, and since it's considered a valid Shear, and the Rabbanah's opinion is that whenever you have a valid Shear, the get is disqualified. Says the Gemara, Klola Dereisha, says the Mishnah, when the Mishnah began, Lekomi Shein Lo Yalav Kedushin L'suyin, Shach Rai V'Krisis. Not all Chai V'Krisis were mentioned in the Mishnah, so we're including them. Klol the Sefer, that says that the get would not be a good get, is speaking about any case of Shach Chai V'Lavin, which we just said, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, a Kedusha with a Chai V'Lavin is considered a valid Kedusha. Says the Gemara, B'Yimei Rav Rav Nachman. What will be the Halacha when he divorced her? He said, the person he identified is a cotton. You can't have kedusha with a cotton, and therefore it's not considered a shear. Or he's going to be, he could eventually become a gadol. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Gemara's question is on chutz min hakotan. What would be the halacha if he said chutz miktanim? The Kivega says that certainly is not considered a shiur, because what is meant with the word ktanim is that as long as they're ktanim, you can't marry them, and that is not anyway a factor, because a ktanim can never get married, and that, says the Kivega, would not even be part of the Gemara's discussion. It's no question that that's not a problem. The Chasam Sofer says that, on the contrary, if you said a cotton, if the husband said a cotton, so he meant that specific cotton. Another question is, as the Gemara is pointing out, do we look at the cotton in his current situation, and he right now he's not a Bar Havaya, right now he's not somebody who can do Kedushin, or do we look at him at his future position where he will be able to do Kedushin? But when we say ktanim, says the Chasam Sofer, it's clear that we mean everybody, all the ktanim, and certainly ktanim are going to become gedolim, and says the Chasam Sofer, opposite of his father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that it certainly would be a shear. Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Tinesua, the Mishnah teaches us, the Halacha teaches us, ktanim is gereshit v'gedusha aveya. A ktana, her father, has the halachic authority to marry off. She's Mekudeshes Medaraisa. Now, if her husband wants to divorce her, he could give the get to her directly, even though she's a ketana. Amai. But ask the Gemara, why should that be considered a valid get? Vabina v'yotz v'haisa doesn't tell her, as we've learned, connect Kedushin and Gerushin. So if she can't do Kedushin, she shouldn't be able to do Gerushin. Ela asil chalavaya. Why can a get given to her be considered a valid get? Because she will ultimately be an adult and be able to receive a get. And therefore, here too, Hachanami, in this case, since she will eventually be able, since he will be able to make a Kedushin, it's enough to be considered a Shear. Next question. If his husband said, Chutz Menelodim, anybody who will be born, Mahu, what is meant? Right now, they weren't born. This person that he's speaking about doesn't exist, and therefore it's not a shear. Oidama, see the Mishyaldi. He will be born, and that's why it should be a shear. Amalei Tinesua. The Mishnah teaches us that if he said, Chutz le'evet alayvet kechavim. Now, if we're saying that we look into the future, Vim is that we look into the future. Eved v'avikachavim nami avidi demegairi and eved and avikachavim also can become gerim and then be b'nei kedushim. So why? And the Mishnah taught us that we don't concern ourselves with that. Seir too, we don't concern ourselves with that. Says the Gemara, it's not a good comparison. Hanach lavli guyur karim. Eved avikachavim. There's no reason to assume, and they're not going to become gerim. And therefore, we don't look at them in that way. However, people do, Baruch Hashem, have children, and therefore it's very different. The Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, when it speaks about the word Nailodim, says, Mash, the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, the Flamin of Beis, says, mash mahochi. It can mean those that will be born or those that were born already. Based on this, the Chasam Sofer explains the Mishnah in Perakei Avos, Perak Beis Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, "Ezu Chacham Harayas Hanoilad." So the Posh Pshat of the Mishnah is teaching us who is the Chacham, somebody who sees what's going to be. But if that's what the Mishnah means, asked the Chasam Sofer, shouldn't the Mishnah have been a little clearer? And the Mishnah should have said, "Ezu Chacham Harayas Ha'asad Lavoi." Who is the Chacham? Somebody sees what will be in the future. What does it say? Hanoilad. So Chasam Sofer says the Mishnah very deliberately is using the word noilad, because as we're learning now, the word we just quoted the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, the word noilad speaks about the past and speaks about the future. Speaks about the past and the future. So now it's very geschmack. The Mishnah wants to teach us that who is the Chacham? The Chacham is a person who looks at the Noilad. A person who looks in the past, and not only does he look in the past, he looks into the future. And more than that, what informs his being able to look into the future? By looking and studying what happened in the past. And that's why the Mishnah specifically over there used the word Noilad. If the husband said, when he made the nether, the get, chutz mi balachoisai, your sister's husband, Mao, right now, her sister's Baruch Hashem alive, and mi alai chazilai, he's not a man that she can marry. And therefore, based on the principle that we learned in our Mishnah, it's not a shir. Adilma, since zimna de maisa chaisa, the loch is, one is allowed to marry a sister's husband after the sister passes away. So therefore, this is a man that chazula. I'm late. So here too, Rav Nachman says to Rava to Nesua, Levin Avik Chavim says the Gemara, Evin Avik Chav Namid Megayri are also potentially people that you can marry. So why is? But we don't think about what could potentially happen. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two. Giyaris Lo Shchicha, that they should become a ger is unlikely. Misa is Shchicha. Another case. If he set a chutz mizunasayich, that he allowed her to get married, but he says you may not have a relationship outside of marriage. Now, how do we look at that stipulation? B'nesun loyshayir, he allowing her to marry everyone. So since he's allowing her to marry everyone, therefore it's not considered a case of shir. Aydilma shayir b'biya, he's not allowing her to have relations with everybody. And since he's not allowing her to have relations with everybody, so therefore the halacha should be that it's a shir in the get. Amalei, so Rav Nachman responds to Nesua. That too we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if he said l'abba l'avicha, b'mai, ilay m'minasun, that he said that she can't marry them, abba l'avicha, b'nei nesun him, there's no question about Nesuin. You can't marry a Kedushin with his father. Her father is not a Kedushin that would be Typhus. Abba Vavicha B'nai Nesuin him. So that's certainly not what he meant. Elav, what must he have meant? Is Nus. That he's saying that she can't have relations with them. So we see that Abba Vavicha, when he says it regarding her father, his father, that's when it's not a Shir. Hala Acher. But if he said to her that you can't have relations with that man, that would be a shir. Says the Gemara, Dima ben Nesuin. No, our Mishnah, even by the father, is talking about Nesuin. The Mishnah is not talking about Znus. I, there's no nisuin with a parent, with a father, with a father-in-law. That means davar v'insa, that the marriage is also. And Rabbi Yosef says, from here we see that the iser of a, when the Torah says that somebody's not allowed to marry whichever person the Torah says he's not allowed to marry, the Torah doesn't mean that the bi is also. The Torah means, and he quotes a Sefer Chinuch who says that, that the actual marriage is also. If he said to her, Hareyat b'teres l'chol adam, chutz mishloi kedarka, but you can't have not natural type of bia. Mao, do we say kedarka l'shia? She can marry anyone and just have bia kedarka. Adelma, the Torah, when it speaks about bia mishke ve'ishiksiv, it speaks about both types of bia. And here, he's disallowing that she could have, and how here, because he's holding that back, it's not, it's going to be considered a shir. Or, if he said, you can marry everyone, chutz mafaras nadarayich. So the way most Rishonim explain what he meant to say was that a husband we know has a right to be made for Nadarim. So what he's saying is, I, the first husband, are going to retain that right. Or another way is that he's saying, you can marry whoever you want, but he should not have the right to be made for you Nadarim. Will that be considered a shir or not? B'nesun hol shir. He's allowing her to marry everyone, and therefore it's not considered a case of a shir. The husband's right is to be made for Nadarim is an inherent part of getting married. And the reason, as the Taz explains, that's because we see that the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Ishi Kamenav Ishi Yefirenu, the Torah very much connects the Ishis to the Hafara. And therefore, if that right is not given to a second husband, it's as if you're not allowing that marriage. Another question. Chutz mitrumaseich. If you'll get married to a kohen, should not be allowed to eat truma. Of course, it's a very, Tosfos asks, how could she ever marry a kohen? She is a grusha. And a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. So what does it mean when he says chutz mitrumaseich, that sort of Meiri explains what he meant to say was that she is a bas kohen, and the halacha is if somebody marries a bas kohen and the marriage ends and she doesn't have children from that husband, she's allowed to eat truma. And what he's saying is that even though I'm divorcing you and we don't have children, and technically you should be allowed to eat truma now, go back to your parents' home, I'm prohibiting you. B'nesun al shayir. So he hasn't prevented her from marrying anyone. Idilma kinyan kasboy ksiv. The Torah says the kohen can yiknagav kinyan kasboy, and therefore the depriving her of the right to eat truma is considered a shir. Or if he said chutz mirushosai. So Rashi explains that what it means is that we know a husband yarshins a wife, and he says I'm going to retain the right that when you die, I will yarshin you. Chutz miyushasayich. And from here, Rashi says, we have a raya that the din that a husband yarshins a wife is a din midaraisa. There are those that disagree. That even if we'll say that the halacha that a husband yarshins a wife is a din derabanan, that still maybe could create a shir. So again, the question is, b'nesuin l'shayir, he hasn't prevented her from marrying anyone. Adama, l'shei Rabbi Yorosh Oisai Ksiv. That's part of marriage. And by him taking that away, and again, as the Taz explains, since the Torah connects the l'sheira and the Yerusha, so we see that the husband's right of the Yerusha is an integral part of being married. Or, if he said to her, we know that the first Mishnah, Masech Kedushin, we're going to learn, describes the various ways how Kedushin can be affected. Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. So if he said to her, I'm divorcing you, with the stipulation, Chutz mekedushayich b'shtar, that you can't get married to someone else with Shtar. So do we say, that doesn't preclude her from getting married? Me'aminin, Nefshtim mekadosh l'mekesef b'biyah. She could get married to someone else with Kesef b'biyah, and therefore, it should not be considered a shir. Adilma, And if not all of the types of Kedushin that are normally doable will be able to be done here, then it's not considered a valid get. And all these last questions, the Gemara remains with a teiku. Gufa shel get, says the Mishnah, what is the nusach of the get? Harei at mataris l'chol adam. Of course, point out the Rishonim that not only are the words harei at mataris l'chol adam so critical, as we've learned, you have to have his name and her name and the name of the cities where the get was written. And the Mishnah didn't mention them, but they're critical to the validity of the get. Others say that if the get was given in front of Edom, who know all of these facts, even if the get doesn't have all of these, don't have all of these statements in them, maybe the get is good. Rabbi Yudaimer, he has to write also, v'day in the heaven l'chom inoy, sefer teruchim, v'gerish v'uchim, v'get p'turim, mahach, v'nesa'abel called to have the statue. This should be a get. This get should be a get that separates us, and now you could get married to whomever you want. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, saying Harei at muteris l'chol adam, saying Harei at muteris l'chol adam is inadequate. The Sefer Tiferes Yisrael explains why is it necessary to say all of this Sefer Teruchim, Eger Shvukim, the get piturim. He says, because as we learned in our previous year, a husband has an obligation when he marries his wife, Sherek Susa Vainasa. And by writing these words in the get, what he's trying to do is say that the obligations that I had until now of Sherek Susa Vainasa no longer will I be obligated to them. The Ratvaz has a different explanation. The Ratvaz says, as we've learned many times in our Masechta, the critical element of a get is krisis, that it completely separates the husband and the wife. And since it has to be a krisis, a very strong termination of that band, that's why we repeat this in different words to make this point. Gufa shel get shichur, continues the Mishnah. What is a get shichur? Harayat bat chayrim, harayat la'atzmacha. So we find here a very interesting fact that the get is written in two different languages, in Aramish and in Lashon Kodesh. And the question that is asked by many is that the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Dalet Halacha Ches says that a get that is written in two different languages is considered a posel get. So how could this be kosher? So the Ramah, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ramah, has a number of tshuvos on this subject. It's Simcha Kuf Chavav, Kuf Chav Zayin, Kuf Chav Ches, Kuf Chav Tes, Kuf Lamed. And he says that the get is really written in Aramis. This statement that we've been learning in our shir, that the get says, Harei at muteris l'chol adam, is written at the beginning of the get, and since at the end of the get. And therefore, it's not considered, when the Rambam says that you can't have a get written with two different languages, is when the two languages are used back and forth in the same get. But when it's written at the end of the get, as a separate final statement, it's fine. But then, the Ramah quotes Rav Shmuel Yehuda Katzenbeugen, who was the son of the Maram Padva, who says a very big chiddush. He says that Aramis is not a new language, and it's not a separate language from Lashon Kodesh. He suggests that Aramis emanated from Lashon Kodesh. And since he says Aramis emanates from Lashon Kodesh, so Aramis and Lashon Kodesh are one language. And the concern that the Rambam tells us about writing a get in two languages doesn't apply, he says, when the get was written in one language. A very interesting fact. Says the Gemara Pshita, it says the Gemara Amma Lola Ishta, if somebody said to his wife, Harayat Bas Chayrim, that's what he wrote in the get, says the Gemara, loyamaklum, it's meaningless. Amar l'shivcha, or if he's freeing his shivcha, and he says, harei at mataras l'chol adam, that too, loyamaklum, it's not considered a valid shtar shichra. The question is, amar l'esha, if somebody said to his wife, harei at l'atzmich, mau, does he mean legamri kamerla? He means that you're on your own anymore, and you were not married. It's a good way of expressing get. Or what he meant to say was, Nomach Kamala, that the halacha is that what a wife earns belongs to her husband. And what he's saying here is that you could keep what you earn. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Toshma, the Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Gufishal Gat Shikhar, what does the Gat Shikhar say? Hareyat Bat Chayrim, Hareyat Latzmacha. Says the Gemara, Ma Avda, the Kanalei Lagufe, an Eved, which we know is owned by his owner. And that's why some Rishonim say that the discussion here is about an Eved Knani, because an Eved Ivri is not owned by his owner. Ma avda de kanalei legufei, ki amalei rei latzmach. If he uses the word rei latzmach, kanagufei, the Eved goes free, isha, the like kanagufa, isha, which is not the property of a husband, like Koshkein, shouldn't the halacha be that it's a valid language? Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Amalola Avdai. If somebody said to his Evid, Ainli Esikbach, Mahu, what will be the halacha? Amalei Ravchanan Ravashi. Vamalei Ravchanan Mechuzol Ravashi. Toshma, the Tanya. Hamoicha Avdalev the Kachavim. If somebody sells his Evid to a Kachavim, the halacha is Yoitzel Cheris. Chazal made a knas, we learned on Daf Mam Dalid, that he goes free. And we learned furthermore, it becomes the obligation of the husband, of the owner, to redeem him. But when he redeems him, he doesn't come back to him, he's free. Amaych Avdal Avdakharis, Avkham Yatzl Kharis. The Tzorach got Shechem Rabbi Rishon, but he does have to get shichur from the original owner. Amar Shim Gamliel, the Madvar Mamurim, that a shtar shichur is required, kishloi kosov loi oinoi. Aval kosov loi oinoi, if he wrote a shtar that he's buying him back, says shichuroi. Says Rama oinoi, Amar Lor Shesh, the kosloi kishtivre bimenu, when you will run away from your new owner, ainli eisikbach. So we see from here that Eli Esachbach is a good language to affect a shichur. We learned in Masechet Nedarim the concept of yadayim. Yadayim means that sometimes it's like the handle of something. The handle is not the actual vessel, but you could grab onto something through a handle. And we spoke about words expressed through yadayim. It says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Omer, the Mishnah of Yehuda taught us that you have to write in the get, v'dein dehevel l'chaminah sefet deruchim v'girish shvuchim. Chum say, or you have to say, eriyat materas l'chol adam. B'maikam mefli, says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes? Says the Gemara, b'ron sabri yadayim shen mechichas hav yadayim. And therefore, even if you just said a minimal phrase, it's adequate. And therefore, say the Rabbanim, afagav deloy kosov l'chol v'dein dehevel l'chaminah, even though he didn't write this, Mucha Milsa, it's obvious, the Bahar Gita Kamagarish law, he's anxious to divorce her with this document, and it's a good get. Rav Yehuda's opinion, however, is that Yadayim She'enem Echeches Loi Havn Yadayim. And therefore, Rav Yehuda tells us, V'daf V'tama, only because the Kosov law, V'dein, that entire language that we learned in the Mishnah, the Mucha Milsa, the Bai Gotta Kamagarish law, where it becomes obvious that he wants to divorce her, that it's a good get. Avalai Kosel of a Dain, but if he didn't write that, Amri did Burugavarsha, there's a concern that people will believe that he's divorcing her just by orally divorcing her, and the Shtar is a Raya Ba'alma, and therefore it's not going to, and of course that's not halachically correct. You can only divorce a woman with a get, and therefore, Yehuda says, unless you're very clear with all these words, it's not going to work. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin, Daf Hei Amud Beis, says that if somebody is marrying a woman and he says to Harei Mekadeshes and he didn't use the word Li, it's going to be a situation of Yadayim Sheinu Mechichas. It's not a proper declaration of Kedushin, and she will not be Mekadeshes. Based on this, the Megal Amukas explains Psukim, a number of Psukim in the Torah. The Pasuk says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. So says the Megal Amukas, why did the Torah use the word li? Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, li, I want it to be clear that Klal Yisrael belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How is that clear? By using the word li. Similarly, the Pasuk says, V'yichuli truma. Why does the Torah say V'yichuli truma? So explains the Baal HaMukas that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ata hanichali. After Klal Yisrael did the Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, V'ata hanichali, that let me annul the Kedushin, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, that I have with Klal Yisrael. Hanichali, let's ignore the Li. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael should build the Mishkan, the Yichuli Truma, that we should reinvigorate and we should renew the Kedushin through the building of the Mishkan that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that also explains the Megal HaMukas, is when Balak hires Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, he clearly indicates to him, L'cha ora li es ha'amazeh, using the word li. Because if he wouldn't use the word li, especially he says that the word li, as we've been learning, is the indication of the special relationship that exists between us and Klal Yisrael. And that's why he said, L'cha ora li. Those people that have this li relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, please go ahead and go out of the way and undo that relationship. Amar Abayis. So the Gemara now focuses on the wording of the get and what should be done. Ha'iman dekos v'gita loy lichta v'dein with a yud, v'mashma, because the word v'dein can be pronounced v'din. And the people, it could be meant to say that I'm divorcing you because the din, because the halacha requires me to divorce you. And that's not the case. And therefore, you should write the din without the yud. Loy lecht of igeris. You shouldn't write the word igeris with a yud. The mashma igeris. It means the roof. El igeris without a yud means a document. Loy lecht of lemahach with a yud. The mashma that could be li mahach. That means that the document should remain mine. And that's not true. The document has to be given to the wife. Le'lichtav le'mahach, that you should be careful to take the hay of the, you be very careful that to make sure it looks like a hay, not like a ches. Because if it looks like a ches, then mashme ki chucha, that the word chach means chucha, which means it's a joke. Then when you write the word to heaven, the stibin, tlusa yudin ksiv, you should have three yudin. If you write it only with two yudin, mashmit the heaven to tzbayin, it means that other women, not speaking about the wife that's getting the get. Then the word lurche, you should be careful, the word lurche, the vav tiruchin, levav shvukim, that they should be made into a long vav. They shouldn't look like a yud, because if they look like a yud, mashma tzrichin v'shvichin. They mean that this is a document that belongs to women, but it's not a document that's affecting the divorce. Lurche levav de chdu, he should make the vav of the word chdu long. Deloy mashma chdi pteris, I'm just sending you out without a get, and that's not true. You have to have a get to get divorced. Lelichtav lintzaba, he shouldn't write the word lintzaba with an aleph. If there's going to be space in between mashma, somebody could think that these are two words, loy yisaba, and what he means to say is, and you should not be allowed to get married. And very much after learning the sugyas that we're learning, we know that the purpose of the get and an integral part of the get is actually that the get should say that you should be allowed to get married. Ella, and therefore you should write Lin Saba with a hey, where there's no room for mistake, that the get means that you should be allowed to get married. Ibailahu, so they asked the Shaila, Be'inon V'dain, Eloi Be'inon V'dain, is the word, are these words, phrases that Rabbi Yehuda introduced to us in the Mishnah necessary? Tashma, says the Gemara, Esken Rav Begiti, that you have to write in the get, Eich Plani Ba'plantsi, part of a Tarech has plenty to say how this individual divorced himself from his wife. They have an intersei mikadim dana, who was his wife till now, miyanim adanan ulo'ilam, and that this divorce should be in effect forever. Ve'ilu, but the word v'dein lo'komer. So it seems to be an indication that the v'dein is not necessary. Ask the Gemara Tumaych, according to you, Kulami Amar, the other words that Rabbi Yehuda answered, spoke about, are not mentioned. Ella, Binan, what Rabbi Yehuda says, that they're necessary. Hachanami, even though it wasn't included in the words of this Brisa, certainly very much Binan, the necessary to be part of the get. The get said, Miyom Danan, that you have to write from this day on. Lafukim Rabbi Yossi, that this is in contrary to what Rabbi Yossi said, that Zman Shashtar Mechichalav. Rabbi Yossi, we discussed his opinion many times, has a concept of Zman Shashtar Mechichalav. The document has a date. The date that's in the document is the indication of the date of whatever transaction is taking place. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion, it's not necessary to really write from this day, because it's already understood without that. That's why Rabbi Yossi, but he obviously doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. The get says, Miyoyim Danan Ula Olam. Lafuki, the Boimene Rover of Nachman. This is a question a Rava asked from Nachman. Omar, Yoyim Yata Ishti. If somebody writes a get saying that today you'll be divorced, but not for tomorrow, what is the validity get or not? From here we see that you have to say megat la'olam, that the get is going to be, that has to be written that it's forever. So the Ritva says that even though we learned in our previous year the concept kivin the paska, once that they divorced, they are divorced, and therefore this language would not disqualify the get. Says the Ritva, the Gemara doesn't want us to have any shilas, and that's why the right in the get meant Yom Adana La'olam. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim say that the concept that we learned of Kivin the Paska, that once the get is in effect, it's in effect forever, it's not clear that we actually follow that principle. And therefore, because it's not clear what would be the status of that get, the Halacha tells us to write this Lashon. Says the Gemara, Eskin Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda instituted Bishtar Zvina da Avdi, when Avodim are sold, that it should say Avdi the Nun, Mutztik Avdus. This Evid is qualified to be an Evid, meaning that there's no question that he's able to be an Evid. Potter for Otter men. Harurim and Alulim and Harurim Malka Malkasa, and he's separated from being free or from any issue that anybody could have. Melech means the Malka means the king, that the king could have no claim on him. And Malkasa means the government. Rashim the Inish Losa Elohim, and no one else has any ownership over him. Chadis Va'atik, and Menuk Mikol Oven, Menchin the Nafik and Mitzar, and he's free of any physical blemish that would prevent him from being an Eved, mitchadis fa'atik, whether a new or old mum. In other words, you want to write it in a way that this is he. And the Chasam Sofer explains, because what you write is, this, what being written in the shtar, that this is the Eved as he is, without any question. And therefore, if the buyer now comes with a complaint, well, I found this, I found that, it will be ignored. Says the Gemara. We mentioned the Shchin. Says the Gemara. Maya Susei. What is the refuah for Shchin? Amrabai Gimbara, ginger. Or Matka, when you purify silver, the leftover. The Kavrisa, sulfur. The Chala, the Chamra, vinegar, wine vinegar. Or Mashka, the Zaysa, olive oil. The Natbik Chivra, white tar, the shayfle begar for the ezer, and you should take the feather of a goose and mix these ingredients together and smear him with this mixture, and that will be the refuah.